Call the roll.
Chair Rommel.
Here.
Vice Chair Joe Lombardo. Ranking Democratic Member Escamani.
Here.
Representatives Beltran.
Here.
Daly.
Here.
Goff Marcel, excused. Gregory.
Here.
Grieco.
Here.
Harding is excused. Maggard.
Here.
Mariano.
Here.
McFarland.
Here.
Nixon. Here. Umfroy is excused. Overdorf. Blaken. Robinson is excused. Toledo.
Let the record reflect there's a quorum present. Before we start, I would ask everybody just to silence anything that makes noise and like to make sure everybody knows that they're welcome back to our committee. We're going to hear five bills today. I know some folks have some things to do and some folks have some airplanes to catch, so we're going to try to move it along as fast as we can. Up first today, we're going to have Representative LaMarca presenting HB 423.
Thank you, and hope you had a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
HB 423, members, is building inspection is entitled Building Inspection Services, and the bill broadens the field of potential building inspectors and plans examiners to help reduce the permitting and inspection delays by allowing qualified staff of private entities, such as private providers, to obtain professional certificates when under the direct supervision of a person licensed as a building code administrator. The bill creates an additional opportunity for individuals to become certified plans examiners or building inspectors by allowing private entities to offer internal internships, expanding the opportunities for interested individuals to become certified plans examiners or building inspectors will expedite the completion and construction of projects and reduce overall costs of work. The bill clarifies the method of determining the reasonable administrative fee that jurisdictions may charge if an owner or contractor retains a private provider. The proposed method of calculating a reasonable administrative fee will reduce the potential cost burden on both the contractor and owner when opting to use a private provider for plans review or inspections. And finally, the bill clarifies that a permit shall be deemed closed the business day immediately following a two-day grace period during which a jurisdiction can provide notice of any deficiencies. It will benefit fee owners, homeowners, contractors by reducing delays in property sales and the completion of work for insurance claims and property enhancements. And that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, any questions on the bill? Questions? Seeing no questions, Representative LaMarca, I see you have an amendment. You want to present that amendment?
Yes, the amendment is a strike all that further clarifies what private providers are, and that is the amendment.
Questions on the amendment? Debate on the amendment? Show that amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill. Members, we have some public testimony on the amendment. So no public testimony on amendment. Come on back and you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. One very quick question for your rep. Some of the conversation we had in our pre-meeting on the Democratic caucus was just about safety. And my understanding is this helps reduce the cost while maintaining quality. If you could just speak to that. We know there's a lot of folks who are sensitive, especially with the service size tragedy. So we'd love that clarity.
Recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Representative Escamani, the bill is... maintain safety, that whether somebody is an employee of the local building department or a licensed contractor, licensed engineer, safety is always first. I spent 30 years in the construction industry, and without safety, we have problems. So, this bill doesn't do anything to go away from that. Matter of fact, most of the companies that would be having the internal programs for internships will also require OSHA training and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Seeing no further questions, we are back on. So show that amendment adopted without objection. We are back on the bill. Any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions, any debate? Seeing no debate, any public testimony on the bill as amendment? You are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Tatiana, please call the roll.
Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Joe Lombardo? Yes. Ranking Democratic Member Escamani?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Goff Marcel, excused. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Grieco? Harding is excused. Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Umfroy is excused. Overdorf?
Yes.
Blaken? Robinson is excused. Toledo? Yes. Bill passed.
Thank you, members. By your vote, we will show HB 423, the first bill of the Regulatory Reform Committee this year, passed favorably. Representative LaMarcus, stay right there, and you can present HB 6031.
Thank you, Chair. And members, HB 6031 is a bill you've probably heard three other times prior, but it has a different House bill number. It is entitled Individual Wine Containers and deals with large format bottles of wine. Current law section 564.05 prohibits the sale of wine with an individual container that holds more than 1 gallon or wine unless is sold in a reusable 5.16 gallon container, which is basically a wine keg. Because of violations of the beverage code are criminal unless stated otherwise, selling wine in a container larger than a gallon except in a reusable container of 5.16 gallons is a criminal act, a second degree misdemeanor for the first offense and a third degree felony thereafter. So it serves no good policy to criminalize the sale of wine based on the container size, and the statute. This statute should be repealed. There's no rational opposition to this bill, but we understand it's probably a single winery looking to protect their place in our market and oppose the great Florida free market. I would say that this may be the greatest free market and freedom bill you hear today. And that's the bill.
Thank you, members. Any question on the greatest free market bill? Representative Beltran, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, Rep, for the bill. I'm just, what does an individual container mean? What does that, I know what a reusable container is, but is that something you consume?
Thank you, Chair.
You're going to drink out of?
Individual container would be anything from a half bottle of wine, which is 375, a traditional bottle of wine is 750 milliliters, all the way up to these large formats that go up to like 12 liters, which is basically getting a case of wine in one single bottle. So it's actually an environmentally friendly bill, too.
Additional questions? Seeing no additional questions, any public testimony? Okay, we have Christian Camera from the Institute for Justice and waving his support. Thank you. Jason Unger, representing Seven Inc., waving in support. Thank you. Philip Sanderman from Americas for Prosperity. I'm sure he's waving in support somewhere. They're waving in support, AFP. Thank you. Seeing no more public testimony, we are in debate. Members, any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Normally I waive close, but this being the fourth year that we're going to hear this in the House, and FYI, we've passed it 3 years past. We're looking really forward to the Senate coming on board, but ultimately it's a free market issue. I mean, it's basically barring the state of Florida, consumers and customers for wineries outside and inside Florida. And you heard from one of the inside of the state of Florida wineries, both our agricultural wine growers, or grape growers, as well as consumers. I think this is a great bill, and I hope you have your support.
Tatiana, please call the roll.
Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Joe Lombardo? Yes. Ranking Democratic Member Escamani?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Gulf Marcel excused. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Harding is excused. Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Umfroy is excused. Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Blaken? Yes. Robinson is excused. Toledo? The bill is passed.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, we will show HB 6031, Individual Wine Containers, by LaMarca, favorably.
Thank you, members. Happy holidays and cheers.
Thank you. We have to do a little bit of air traffic control real fast. We're going to have to squeeze in Representative McClure real fast. He's got important business to get to. And you are recognized to present HB 267.
Thanks, Chair. I guess I'm going to get a phone call as soon as I get done with this. Good to see you all. House Bill 1431 creates a new exemption of licensure requirement or two
licensure. Excuse me, Representative, I think you're on the wrong bill. I have HB 267.
Yeah, House Bill 267. I may have called it by the name last year.
Okay, that's okay.
We've done it for 3 years. It's passed with a bunch of votes out of here.
All right, well, this year we're going to do 267.
Anyway, so thank you. Sorry, House Bill 267. We're good?
We're good.
All right. I mean, look, we all voted for it. You want to just kind of move forward here? I mean, my good friend, Representative and Ranking Member Escamani voted for it. I mean, House Bill 267 creates a new exemption to licensure requirements by allowing unlicensed persons to perform the work of specialty contractors for the construction, remodeling, repair, or improvement of swimming pools and spas. The bill only allows an unlicensed person to perform the work if the unlicensed person is under the supervision of a licensed swimming pool and spa contractor. The work is within the scope of the supervising contractor's license. The supervising contractor is responsible for the work, and the work does not require licensure as a subcontractor, such as a plumbing contractor or electrical contractor. That is the bill.
Thank you. Members, we're in debate. I mean, in questions, any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, any public testimony? We have Dallas Thiesman from Florida Swimming Pool Association waving in support. We have Christian Camera from the Institute for Justice waving in support. Appreciate that. And Philip Sanderman from the Americans for Prosperity waving in support. Everybody's getting along well today. That's great. Members, we are in debate. Any debate? No debate. Representative, you are recognized to wave close. Tatiana, please call the roll.
Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Jill Lombardo? Ranking Democratic Member Escamani?
Yes, Escamani.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Gulf Marcel is excused. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Harding is excused. Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Umfroy is excused. Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Blaken? Yes. Robinson is excused. Toledo? Yes. Bill is passed.
Congratulations. Members, by your vote, we will show HB 267, Swimming Pool Specialty Contractor Service by McClure, reported favorably. You're welcome. Up next, we're going to have Representative Posada Cabrera explaining HB 33. You are recognized. Members, any questions? Seeing no questions, any public debate? We have Edgar Castro from Recording Industry Association of America waving in support. No additional public testimony. Members, we're in debate. Any debate? Seeing no debate, you're recognized to close. Tatiana, please call the roll.
Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Jill Lombardo?
Yes.
Ranking Democratic Member Escamani?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Gulf Marcel excused. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Harding is excused. Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Nixon?
Yes.
Umfroy is excused. Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Blaken? Yes. Robinson is excused. Toledo? The bill is passed.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, we will show HB 33 reported favorably. Congratulations. And up next, we have Representative Chambliss with HB 87. Come on down and keep the streak alive.
Greetings. Thank you, Mr. Chair. HB 87 revises a period of time when conviction or any other adjudication for crime may not be the grounds for denial of licensure and specified professions, provides exception, removes provision requiring good moral character for licensure in such professions, requires applicable board to approve certain educational program credits offered to inmates in certain institutions or facilities for purposes of satisfying training requirements for licensure in specified professions. That is the bill, sir.
Thank you very much. Members, any questions? Questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, public testimony. We have Carrie Boyd from SPLC Action Fund, waving in support. Sal Nunzio from James Madison Institute, waving in support. Got a lot of public testimony here. Christian Camera from Institute for Justice, also waving in support. Thank you. And we have Philip Sounderman from Americans for Prosperity, waving in support also. Great. Members, we are in debate. Any debate on the bill? Representative, you will recognize the close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill was passed last year, and you guys voted unanimously for it. I really appreciate the opportunity to present it to you again this year. I also appreciate the opportunity to present a bipartisan bill with my good friend, Chair Plakin, who has worked with me on this issue. We do know that this is a bill that addresses unnecessary regulatory issues as well as the very well-known recidivism rates that we're all concerned about. It gives returning citizens a great opportunity at great careers. I would also like, if Mr. Plankin would like to say anything about it, I'd like to allow him the time to do so.
Representative Plankin, would you like to
briefly, yes, it's good for public safety. It lowers recidivism, and ultimately that makes it good for taxpayers as well. So it's a win-win-win on this. So we appreciate your support.
Great. With the double bipartisan close, Tatiana, please call the roll.
Chair Rommel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Joe Lombardo? Yes. Ranking Democratic Member Escamani?
Yes.
Representatives Beltran?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Goff Marcel? Excused. Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco? Harding is excused. Maggard?
Yes.
Mariano?
Yes.
McFarland?
Yes.
Nixon? Yes. Umfroy is excused. Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Plakin? Yes. Robinson is excused. Toledo? Yes. Bill is passed.
Great. Congratulations. And members, by your vote, we will show HB 87 favorably. Members, we have no more business actually this year. I know we haven't done so much, but it's coming. Don't worry. And I want to wish everybody a great holiday season. We got 5 weeks or so to recharge our batteries. I hope everybody has a blessed time off. And Representative Mariano moves that we rise without objection. The meeting is adjourned.